CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
6:05 for a Friday morning. It is R&B Fridays, of course. Kicks off 8 o'clock this morning. We've had to send Bree home.
Yeah, she's not well.
The back has just given in after these few days.
I can't believe that she's been here the last 2 days, to be honest. I think I had yelled at her yesterday and told her to go home.
She likes to try and solder on. Respect to that. But home in bed right now for the rest of the morning. So, as a matter of fact, my back's not feeling great
either.
You're
not going home.
You're not going home. Fine.
No sympathy. I've got painkillers over this side of the desk for you. You can keep going.
How many you got?
Actually, I think she used them all yesterday, so there's none left.
Hey, did you guys see that girl's bike still out the front of the radio station? That little creepy girl's bike out the front?
I saw it as I left yesterday and someone had picked it up and put it on the guardrail. So
did you see that, Em?
I saw it picked up and neatly placed up against the rail, which it was not like that yesterday morning.
Do you want to take it home for Flynn? Would he write a...
It's a bit small.
Oh,
I'd ride a pink bike. No worries.
Just spray paint
it. It's a bit big for him.
Surely that's anyone's game now after a couple of days, or is that still considered someone's property?
I think when you drive into work at 4 o'clock in the morning and it's sitting there, it's anyone's game.
I thought about picking it up. After I parked, I was going to go grab it, but the creepy factor got to me. I walked around the dark corner, saw the little girl's bike, and I went, nah, not worth it.
Why is it always little girls' things? Because if it was a little boy's bike, it wouldn't be as creepy, would it? It wouldn't be as creepy.
Nah, it'd still be a bit creepy. I think I agree with you, Em. Yeah. I wouldn't be going near it. Anyway, steal the free bike out the front of the radio station, guys, if anyone wants it.
Henry Parry Drive, come and grab it.
Or the police come and pick it up, or whoever owns this thing. Hey, Tradie v Lady, we're playing that this morning. 13, 12, 16, got a great prize this morning. If you're a fan of the Fast and the Furious series.
Yes.
We've got the brand new tickets to the Fate of the Furious. It's their midnight screening, 3D. Experience more Hoyts Arena 3D Fate of the Furious Midnight Session, April 12th.
That's going to be insane in 3D.
Has some facts on the last movie. Sixth biggest global title of all time. One of the fastest movies to reach $1 billion in worldwide box office history.
I actually loved the last one that much that I didn't want them to do another one. I didn't want them to do an eighth one. I wanted them to end it on the 7th.
How many do we need?
Exactly. Leave it on the 7th. It was perfect ending.
But you'll still go see it anyway and they'll make more money.
Go see it
exactly.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Hey, look, I'm someone who's done long distance before in my relationship. We did a year of long distance. And you are doing long distance at the moment with your boyfriend, Jacob.
Yes, I am.
Who's moved to Darwin.
Yes.
So, Producer H, tell me, how long has it been since you've seen Jacob?
It will be 7 weeks on Sunday.
7 weeks? That is a long time.
Yeah, almost 2 months.
When I found out we're doing this show together this morning, because Bree is away with a sore back, I thought, I've got to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
I need to step in.
This is what I've been worried about all morning.
And I've flown Jacob from Darwin. Don't do that again. Come in the doors, mate.
Don't do that again.
Okay, that joke has had its days.
It's cruel and mean. Not fair.
She didn't buy it, Jacob. Come on, you can come in now.
Stop it.
I told you she wouldn't. Okay, Jacob's not here.
Thanks. Thanks for reminding me of that.
When are you going to see him next?
Hopefully the Easter long weekend, I'll be flying up.
Okay, Easter to go see
him.
So
3 weeks' time.
So that'll be 10 weeks since you've seen each other. That is a long time. What I do want to do right now, though, is get Jacob on the show. So I'm just going to
punch... Are you serious?
Yeah. Let's get him on. I'm going to get him on the show right now. Here we go.
That would explain why he hasn't messaged me good morning this morning, yeah?
Oh, really? Okay, let's see. Oh, has he been playing a bit coy with you, has he?
I thought he would be awake.
Let's get him on. He's expecting our call. I've teed it all up. Jacob.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. I'm here with your lovely girlfriend, Rach.
Oh, hey, Rachie.
Oh, what was that? Oh. Hey.
When did you guys chat last?
Last night.
Okay, cool. I just want to... Here's something I want to do with you guys, okay? I want to play a little game next on the show.
I don't like this.
And what I'm going to do is... Okay, so I've asked Rach, Jacob, just to give you the heads up, I've asked Rach 5 questions about herself because when you do long distance, you spend a lot of time on the phone getting to know each other. So what I've done is I've asked 5 questions of Rach. She's answered the questions for me. I have them written here on a piece of paper, okay? And I'm not going to give you the questions yet because for every answer you can get right, I will put $10 towards Rachel's flight.
No, you
won't. To get to Darwin out of my own money.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. I'll put $10 per answer Jacob gets right.
Jacob gets right.
Yes.
Oh, can it be the other way around?
No, because I know the guy never listens.
He does, Jacob, listen. He's actually pretty good.
How well do you think you know your girlfriend, Rachel Hart?
Oh, pretty well.
Oh, he's sounding
like,
stressed.
He's like, I think I know her, but I'm really not that sure now.
All right, I've got five questions you should know about Rach for you to answer next, if you can.
All right.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. I know. Oh, I hope he's going to get at least one right. I think he will.
Ooh.
I think he will.
You won't be in the good books if you get them all wrong, Jacob. So the pressure is on, but the quiz is next. Will Rachel get any money off her flight heading to Darwin to see her boyfriend in 3 weeks' time? That's next.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
You're doing the long distance thing with your boyfriend, Jacob.
Yes.
He's moved to Darwin.
Yes.
You haven't seen him for 7 weeks.
No.
You're not seeing him for another three.
Yes.
10 weeks is a long time.
Tell me about it.
Do you guys talk on the phone every single day?
Every day. We'll message during the morning usually, and then he'll be at work really busy, and then we'll video chat every night.
Jacob's on the phone with us right now. Morning, Jacob.
Morning.
Now, Rach does plan to come and see you in April. I hope I haven't wrecked any surprises
No,
there. Okay,
surprise.
So you guys know about that. Right. Okay, cool. Who's that? Is your dog there?
His dog's in the background.
Are you going to come back anytime soon, Jacob, or is this an ongoing long-distance romance?
It'll probably be an ongoing long-distance romance for a little bit.
Okay.
Still unsure at the moment.
Okay. We miss you on the coast, mate. You really need to come back.
Gaundy misses you.
Hey, we get along. Jacob and I, we get along. Here's what we're going to do this morning, guys. I've asked Rachel five questions about herself because when you spend this long on the phone together every single day, and those phone calls can drag out, can I say, you really get to know the other person. So I've asked Rach five questions about herself. I'm hoping you can answer them, Jacob.
Hopefully too.
You sound confident.
Can we do it the other way, please?
Jacob needs to know these things. For every question you get right, Jacob, $10 towards the flight coming from me. Okay, I'm going to chip in. So you could knock $50 off your flight here. First question. Name Rach's favourite food ever.
Oh, I'm going to go with lasagna for some reason. I know that's mine, but I don't know. I think it might be hers.
Okay, so you're going with your own because you don't know hers. What are you going to say, Rach?
In my answer...
Rach has answered pasta.
Which is lasagna.
Oh, yes! Come on,
that
really?
That counts. What is lasagna? Lasagna is pasta.
Yeah,
that is pasta.
Okay,
Thank you. It counts.
Oh, you've gone really generic on that pasta.
I mean, it is, though.
Is it spaghetti bolognese?
I was going to put prawn pasta, but then I was like, no, it's all pasta.
So generic. Fine. $10 coming your way.
Thank you.
What is Rachel's middle name?
Margaret.
Rachel Margaret Hart.
No, Rachel Margaret Mary Hart.
$20?
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Damn it. Didn't think about this.
Oh, he's such a good boyfriend. Thanks,
well
Jakey.
There. You are two from two. Name Rach's all-time favourite movie.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, there is. I kind of wrote down one, but I don't think he knows.
I'm going to figure Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. I would say that is one of your all-time favourite movies.
It is one of my all-time favourite movies.
Not what Rachel had written down here. No. So
he doesn't know that one.
A Knight's Tale. A Knight's Tale.
I like that movie too.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
We just haven't watched it together, sorry.
Which means I deduct
$20.
No, it does not. No, that's in the rules.
That is not in the
rules.
Question
four.
You did not say that before.
Name,
you still owe me $20.
Name Rachel's star sign.
Pisces.
These questions are too easy.
Yes.
How do you know her star sign,
Jacob?
Because
he knows my birthday like a good boyfriend.
I'm getting married to Jamie. I don't know her star sign. Well done, mate. Good for you. Pisces, you know too much. All right, last one. Oh, he's going to get this one too. What's Rachel's eye colour? I'm guessing you spent a bit of time on Skype together.
It's like a bluey green, I think.
Oh! He is too good.
Fine, Bluey Green it is.
$40. Thank you.
Coming your way for the flight.
I literally wrote Blue Green too. Yeah, it wasn't just Blue or
she's
Green.
She's written Blue Green, mate.
I love you, Jake. That is the best.
I hope Yammo's got $40. Our boss.
Now you're pulling it off the boss's credit card.
He's paying.
Good one. You said hey. Personal account. I heard it.
Benefit of the show, $40 coming from Yammo. T's and C's. You didn't read the fine print.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Now, Gaundy.
Yo.
I think we all know that I'm a big believer in the spiritual world, in like the ghosts. I love ghosts. I watch Ghost Hunters.
You love ghosts.
No, I do.
I sit at home
and I watch Ghost Hunters all the time and like the show in America. So I'm pretty...
You're fascinated by it.
Fascinated is a good
word,
we
love a good
right?
haunted story on this show.
But that does not mean that I like it when it is happening to me.
At your house?
At my house.
You got a creepy house.
Thank you.
I've been to your house.
You've only
your
been
birthday,
there once.
And I was creeped out.
Really?
It's just because there's a bit of old stuff in there.
And there's a bit of new as well.
What does that mean?
So like the kitchen at my house was built on to an older house.
How does that make it creepy?
Because sometimes if you, like, disturb the older house, right?
Not happy with it.
Anyway, last weekend, I was at the races in Sydney. I was working at the races in Sydney. Turned my TV off when I left. 8 hours I was gone. Came back. My TV in my room was on.
What show was the ghost watching when you walked
ABC,
in?
ABC, actually. They're watching ABC.
Ghost anyway, Hunters, so... just to find out how to avoid...
How are they getting me?
How to avoid being caught.
Right?
Yeah.
So I turned it off again, and then I went out to dinner thinking, oh, yeah, maybe my dog or cat has stepped on the remote. Turned it off and went out to dinner. Came back a couple of hours later, it was on again.
What were they watching this time?
This time it was changed channel to the Food Network. The channel was changed. It wasn't on ABC.
What is the ghost
thing? Right?
What were they whipping up on the food show?
Don't even remember.
Okay. At least they're not watching Big Bang Theory, can I say?
Well, I don't mind Big Bang Theory. You two hate it.
That would bore you to death anyway to become a ghost.
Turn it on and it's like The Ring or something. Anyway, so I turned it off again, went to bed. Woke up, it was on again. Okay, I'm not joking.
It's not an electrical fault.
Well, then I turned it off at the power switch and it didn't happen.
Okay.
I took the remote batteries out and it kept going. It kept turning on, right?
Right, yeah.
So it was freaking me out. And then I went to sleep and my mobile phone was on charge all night. There was nothing faulty with the cord, and I woke up and the battery had been drained from my phone.
So you're claiming this ghost has a problem with technology.
I don't know what it is, but it does not like my room.
Can you feel a sense in there? Because I feel like my grandparents used to have this creepy little attic. Attic, how do you say, whatever.
Attic.
Yep, anyway, and I went in there and I could feel a bad, like an energy that was just off. Do you feel that in your room?
Well, I didn't feel anything like that until the second time that it turned off. And then I got really creeped out and I was like, oh, something is happening. And then it started happening to the TV downstairs as well.
Right.
My house is haunted. And basically what I want to say right now is if someone has cursed me or if somebody has a problem with me or somebody in the afterlife is coming back to haunt me, just don't.
Do you know who it might be? If anyone's going to come back from... Who would come back from the afterlife to haunt you?
My mum constantly thinks that it's her dad.
What's he got a problem with?
I think he just plays... She thinks he just plays jokes on us.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if anyone's cursed me or if anyone in the afterlife can hear me right now, please stop.
Ask your mum.
It's really creeping me out.
Ask your mum if her dad liked the Food Network.
Apparently he liked to cook a barbecue,
did he?
So maybe that's why.
Well.
But then it was also on ABC as well, so I don't know. I'm haunted. That's what I'm saying.
You're not haunted,
I'm
Rach.
Haunted.
It doesn't exist.
It's haunting at my house. You yourself said my house is creepy. I'm haunted.
And your mother Mary would definitely agree with this sort of stuff too, because she likes to get a bit freaky, right?
She just sent me a message saying, do you want me to smudge your room?
God. Do you believe, can I just quickly ask before we end this thing, this rant
yeah,
of yours?
Yeah.
Do you believe, I've heard of ghosts, people having sex with ghosts. Kesha claims that she had sex with a ghost. Oh, okay.
Come on.
Oh, okay. So you believe in ghosts, but they don't need any action.
Believe
do
in
they?
Aliens too, just by the way.
But they're not.
They're on
up
that
with
one out there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Did you Google Kesha has sex with ghost?
Yes, I did.
And what'd you find?
That apparently she was scared of the ghost at the time.
Right. Oh, so she wasn't into it, I thought, from memory.
Well, apparently she was scared of the ghost, but then she was into it, and then...
What year was the story?
2012.
2012. From memory, reading it, I thought she was kind of right into that kind of thing.
No.
Wouldn't do it?
No.
Sure? Hot ghost?
You said before that you would if it was a hot ghost, so who this pass would
who,
you?
Who am I to turn down a hot ghost, Rach? Who am I to turn down?
Florida Beach Bar. For food, family, friends and fun. 101.3 CFM. Goopla.
Do you think Jamie would think it's cheating if I hooked up with a hot ghost? I
if mean, it was Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. Dean McCarthy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I don't know how the segue is, but welcome to Hollywood. Good morning.
Mate, somehow we got on the topic talking to each other about Kesha and this ghost thing from 2012. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's right. Didn't she sleep with a ghost that she didn't like it or she did like it?
I thought she did like it, but Rach was telling me she didn't like it from what she's reading this morning. Okay. But in hindsight, with all the Kesha stories in the last 12 to 24 months, I always feel bad for Kesha now whenever I read something about her, so with everything that we know. Dean, let's talk about the Power Rangers premiere last night because you are single-handedly taking the Bree and Gaunzi show to the world.
I just want you to know that you came with me to the biggest premiere of last night. It was awesome. Just like you said, you wanted me to ask, what do they have on underneath these suits, like these sexy one-piece lycra suits? Have a listen to what I asked one of the new Power Rangers.
Now, Bree and Gaunzi want to know, what do you wear underneath the costume? Are you naked or is there something on?
I'll leave it to your imagination, but it's not pretty.
Does it get hot in there?
Sure does, yeah.
How does it come off? Is it like Velcro or something? Like, can it dramatically rip off like a stripper?
Just like a stripper, honey. Zip it and it unravels to the crown.
Oh, well done, Dean.
Well done, Dean.
Thank you.
You asked the big questions for us.
Oh, yeah, I get really deep. I just want you to imagine the publicist's face when I was asking that.
Brilliant. I love it.
Really?
All I'm going to say is sweaty and unhygienic is all I think of. Because that would not be a good time if you were naked in that thing doing, like, action moves.
Which Power Ranger was that? I'm trying to picture. Yellow or pink?
The new yellow Power Ranger.
Is that Becky G?
Not the new pink. No. Becky G. So there's this prologue. Long story, there's two yellow Power Rangers in the new movie.
Oh. Right.
Becky G, the other yellow one is the one I was talking to. She comes in as like an alien. She wouldn't actually tell me too much about her involvement. She was kind of like playing coy. But yeah, it's phenomenal. Pretty exciting.
You've done well there, Dean. Respect, mate. I love it. Were you nervous asking the question?
No, I've asked much stranger questions. I thought it was fun. She was really cool. It's all about the person and how they take it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you couldn't ask that to Harrison Ford, for example. You might get shot down.
Oh, Clint Eastwood or something.
I'd be keen to know if Harrison Ford did anything in the nude. That'd be all right.
If he was nerd under his Star Wars. that just really opens the door for us to ask some even more interesting questions, Dean. You've really set yourself up there. So keep us informed with any other premieres. Now, you've got some news on us this morning with this highest paid TV cast in the world. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is starting to get traction today. Okay, The Big Bang Theory, they're now getting $1 million each per episode. The reason, I mean, that's astronomical money. And just to give you some context, I know, isn't that insane? Charlie Sheen is still the highest paid TV actor per episode ever. He was getting $1.8 million an episode. But Jerry Seinfeld turned down, I hope you're sitting down, $5 million an episode to continue his series. That's what they offered him in the final moments. And he still didn't take it.
Wow.
$5 million. He turned it down. Wow.
Did you say Big Bang? Was that Big Bang Theory you led with there? Are they the ones getting paid $1 million per episode? That is the worst show on TV.
It is not the worst show ever.
It's the worst show.
Clearly, if they're paying them $1 million per episode, they are getting a great return rate on it.
Bazinga.
It is not the worst show ever.
Bazinga.
If you say it out of context, it sounds annoying. Yes,
I've
but it's not
listening.
In context.
I've stopped listening.
I reckon, Gaunzi, I'm with you. I think it's one of the worst.
Dean, come on. It's not that bad.
Mate, it is a stinker of a show, The Big Bang Theory.
So bad.
Are you getting paid $1 million per show, Gaunzi?
Hey, there'd be people that say our show stinks too. So you take... the criticism while you give it at the same time.
Thank you.
Dean, good to chat to you, mate. Hey, can you do something for us? One day next week,
yeah.
Tell us which day. Can you do this across nude and then afterwards tell us that you did it nude? And we just surprise us on the day.
Well, I'm doing it nude right now.
Oh, so
there he is, inspired by the Power Rangers under their suit. Good to catch up with you, mate. R&B Friday is your favourite day. We'll chat Monday.
Talk then. Bye, guys.
See you, mate. Dean McCarthy delivering the good stuff this morning. We
in
like that.
In the nud.
Like it. And he's gone quick too. It's all thanks to Florida Beach Bar. Good for good times, friends, family and food. Get there over the weekend. Friday afternoon, Florida Beach Bar. Can't
so
go
good.
Wrong.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, so I've got my engagement party next weekend. It's come around so quick.
It has actually. I actually forgot to do it next weekend.
You're still coming, right?
Yeah, still coming.
Haven't been able to invite everyone at the radio station because my house is on stilts and we're worried that the house is going to collapse.
You know what, though? They're on very high stilts. Like, it's not just like a couple of metres off the ground either.
That's what I mean. So if we all go down, we're no good.
What I'm saying is I think you have a fair point.
If any insurance companies are listening right now, I only have like 20 people.
Max.
Coming along. But I just want to flag something with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to put it to the people this morning on 13, 12, 16. Our boss here, mm-hmm. Paul Wrigley, love Wriggles.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. We really get along.
We've had
a couple of drinks together, me and Riggs, so love Paul Wrigley. There's an email that went around that said, from Paul, "Hi all, if you can make it on April 1st, some mates are taking me for an afternoon of beer for my 60th. Happy 60th, Paul Wrigley." Should I say where it is? I probably shouldn't.
No, don't say where it is. Continue, because you've given the date away. Continue.
No, I changed the date.
Okay.
Just for the story. But anyway, he says, "You're all welcome to drop by and have a drink with me. Don't feel obliged. But you know what that always means. Please come down."
Yeah.
And, you know, you can pop it in your diary if you want to have a drink. Turns out it's the exact same day as my engagement, Wriggles, mate. What are you doing to me?
Time-wise, though, his is during the day.
Touch earlier.
Yours is at night.
People might be tempted to stick around and not come to mine. Or they might have a few drinks and then end up at mine a bit sort of, you know what, messy.
Which you're worried about.
A little bit worried
because
about.
Because of what happened to your house.
Yeah, because all the sales team went out to some winery day and rocked up to my house in the party spirits early.
Jolly moods.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a bit of a clash. It's Wriggles 60th versus my engagement party.
Well, I'm
They're
one
going
of those
head
people
to head.
That are planning to go to both.
Oh, you're one of those people,
yeah?
Yeah,
I'm going to go to both.
That's fair enough.
But I'll be driving, so it won't be too bad.
Well, see, and then I feel bad too because my engagement party sort of messes with his birthday in a way.
Yeah.
So, you know, because people are going to do what you're doing and take it easy and come
along.
You
only turn 60 once.
Exactly.
And then you come along with your engagement party.
Yeah, and you only get engaged 3 or 4 times. I mean, this is only my first.
In saying that, though, you did put out the invite first.
And there you go. There's a key factor.
You did put out the invite first.
I've spoken to Wriggles. He said, look, nothing to worry about, mate. It's fine. He feels really bad that he can't make the engagement.
And you're not...
What?
You're going or you're not going to the 60th?
I can't. I've got to do all the organising and stuff for the engagement
No,
party.
What you mean by that is Jamie has to do with the organising.
Come on, I've done a lot of organising. If I could go down and have a few beers with Wriggles, I would.
Okay.
I'd be straight. Could you imagine how that would go down?
Yeah, no, you would be in a lot
Jamie,
of trouble.
Can you just plan this engagement party and I'm just going to go down with Wriggles and I'll rock up at 6 back to ours.
Not a good idea.
Not going to go down well. 13, 12, 16, any event clashes. If you've ever put on an event and then someone's just come on in and tried to steal that date, or maybe like a wedding on grand final day and you had to choose between the two.
I have an event clash every year.
With what?
My birthday.
What does your birthday clash with?
Mardi Gras.
Well, and you have to decide whether to go to Mardi Gras or your birthday.
Other people have to decide.
Oh, okay.
Every year.
Why don't you just combine the two? Book a float. Invite everyone.
See, I'm not that smart.
Get the glitter happening
yet.
And just have a rip of time.
Bikinis.
For all.
Confetti.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
13, 12, 16 is our number. You can call us anytime you like. I don't know if I want to take this call, though, to be honest.
You've got a dilemma.
Yeah, next weekend.
Next weekend, our big boss He's having his 60th.
Riggles. Happy birthday, Riggles. Love you, mate. Sorry I can't come. Because you put it on the same day as my engagement party, mate. So I can't be there. Otherwise, I would be there for sure. And he feels bad he can't come to mine.
Yeah.
What trumps what, though? A 60th or an engagement party? That's the hard question. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Paul from Budgie Boy. This isn't Paul Wrigley, is it?
No.
Okay, Paul from Budgie Boy. Morning, mate.
Good morning, mate.
You've got some advice for me.
Oh, I just think it's... In the modern day world, Gaundy, we're movers and shakers. Sometimes you've got to be a bit flexible, mate.
A bit flexible?
So you think that Gaundy should go to the 60th, Paul?
Oh, of course. He's only got to talk to his beautiful fiancée about it and go, look, we've got no choice. We've got to move the engagement.
Oh, we're going to move the whole day. So not just me pop down for a bit and then go to my own engagement. So what about all the people that have booked flights from all over the place to come and, you know, hang out with us for the night?
Well, if they're flexible too, it should be right.
Cancel all the flights, Corny. Your family can stay where they are.
As long as everyone is flexible to work around Wriggle's 60th.
Take him to Wriggle's 60th.
Just combine the two.
Why not?
Can I ask Paul, just quickly, can you just give me some advice on how I'd approach that with Jamie? Like, what do I say to my fiancé to get this over the line? Just any words of advice?
Well, the weekend's 2 days long, mate. So if your engagement's on a Saturday night, you just change it to a Friday. Then you can all go to the Big Rig 60th.
The Big Rig 60th.
Paul,
I like it.
You're an ideas man, Paul. You've got all the answers.
Anything mate, that... Yeah, go for it, Paul.
It's easy. Flexibility. It's part of our 21st century traces.
Flexibility.
And it's part of relationships as well, Paul. You've got to be flexible. I love it.
I can tell Paul has worked his way around a few, like getting to events to have beers is what Paul does best, right? He can just work anything in his favour to get to the events.
Mark in his calendar. If I get Jane to move her 40th to the Sunday, then I can go have beers with the boys and it works out.
Flexibility. Get amongst it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Now, you're a massive Ed Sheeran fan.
Yes. Well, I don't know if massive is an understatement.
What do you mean? Yeah, because you're
like
a lot
bigger than
biggest.
Massive.
Do we play too much Ed Sheeran on C?
Maybe. Maybe.
Well, the problem we have is that Ed Sheeran has 19 songs in the top 40 or something ridiculous.
Yes, and that's what annoys me because we only played two of them.
Right, so you want more.
Over and over and over.
Okay, so you want some variety in your Ed Sheeran.
Yes, I love the amount of Ed Sheeran. Just switch it up. He's got a whole new album there. We only play the two.
Well, they're the two best ones, right?
That's true, they're
the two that are doing the best out of that top 40.
Shape of You
is
still number one in Australia from when he released it back in February. Still.
People are loving Shape of You that much. If you don't know what Shape of You is, I mean, if you never listen to CFM, if you're a first-time CFM listener, Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body.
All right, so there's the song right there, and it's in the news today. Mm. Ed Sheeran's is he in trouble?
I think he's avoided it, but he was going to be in trouble, yeah.
Okay, they're saying copyright, right? They're saying that's the beat of another song.
Yes.
I love these. Okay, so what song are they saying it sounds like?
The 1999 hit, No Scrubs, from TLC.
No, I don't want no scrubs. Scrubs
are okay. I'm going to say stretch.
I think it's a stretch.
I think it sounds like a stretch to me.
I think it's a stretch. But there was another song that came out as well. You know the little bit at the beginning where it's like, doom, 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 of Shape of You?
Yeah.
That sounds more like a song by Tracy Chapman, Mountain of Things.
Mountain of Things.
Yeah, but that's not part of this.
So that's just your opinion, it sounds
that's
like.
That's just my opinion, okay. It sounds like that. But yeah.
Well, until it hits the news, Rach, I mean, come on.
I'm breaking it right here, right now.
Don't get Ed in any more trouble than he needs.
But it is, yeah, it's No Scrubs and Shape of You are being compared.
So, and you say you check the credits, because you're an Ed Sheeran nerd with this kind of stuff, and you've checked the credits, and he credits TLC.
So to get himself out of a little bit of hot water,
right?
Good old Ed has gone ahead and added the writers of No Scrubs to the credits of the song of Shape of You.
Just to avoid
going to court
and losing any cash.
So I reckon that of all things, he's come out and gone, right, I'm in the wrong. How do we get out of this?
Quick.
Put him on the song.
Now, look, I'm no audio editing genius or whiz by any means, mm-hmm. But I did quickly, off the back of those two song grabs that we grabbed there, I've got Ed Sheeran with TLC, Ed Sheeran and TLC. And I don't know if the beat sounds similar, but it kind of sounds like they're having a conversation.
Okay.
So it sounds like Ed Sheeran's trying to win over TLC and they don't want no scrub. Have a listen to what I whipped up here in the kitchen.
I'm in love with the shape of you. No, I don't want no scrub. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body.
So, what do you think? They're calling Ed a scrub there. He's just trying to get a bit of TLC action and they don't want no scrub.
It makes sense. But they want his body. Sound like a bit of a
creep. It actually goes together. They could put that as a conversation between Ed and TLC.
Well, TLC are already now getting financial bonuses out of Shape of You.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's a song that's number one.
That's what it says.
On the charts all over the world. That is a great payday for TLC.
Now you know why people like that will claim that. Oh, that's why they claim
100%.
It.
100%. Even if it sounded 10% like it, oh, that's definitely no scrubs.
They use the drum as us. It's all in there.
No, I can hear it.
It's all in there.
No, just block your ears a touch. You can definitely hear it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
It's time for the weekly wrap in a wrap that's done by Jack. He's an accountant. That is boring. This might make him cooler. Come on.
Oh, no. We
Look at
made
your face right now.
Oh, no. We made that opener. Bree and I made that opener. And then after we heard it, we went, there's no way we're playing that ever. And somehow it's made its way onto my wall here.
do you want to start again or do you want to keep going?
No, that's fine.
Push on.
I actually didn't mind it when I heard it on air just then. Not too bad. Hey, Jack the Rapper joins us right now. Morning, Jack.
Good morning, Rach and Gaunty.
What did you think about singing just then? And did you hear that in the...
You can say it was bad, Jack, because it wasn't me.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
It was interesting. Mm. It was unique.
That's the word that anyone uses when it's terrible, but they don't want to hurt your feelings. It was unique.
Need some work on that, Jack. Hey, we know you're busy this morning. Are you heading to your accounting job?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. So you've got some accounting to do. Cool. Hey, so you are an accountant. We put the call out there for a rapper to wrap up all the big weekly news topics, and we found you. So what are the topics we're going with this morning, Jack?
Before I get into the topics, I wanted to mention that there was the London bombings that I haven't thrown into the rap. There was still not enough information.
Okay.
Coming out yet for me to throw that in.
It wasn't bombings though, was it? It wasn't bombings.
The car did explode, but
that's it. Yeah.
So London...
But the
London news story isn't in this. And as we always premise this with, we never make light of serious news topics.
No.
We only, put it in because it's the biggest news of the week. But so what's in this week, Jack?
Well, the AFL season launch this week kicked off last night.
Mm-hmm. Tigers smashed the Blues last night. Go the Eagles this weekend. But anyway, and the women's AFL grand final is on Saturday, so tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm,
cool. What else?
Alligator attack.
Oh, yeah. That guy. I love that guy. He jumped in to impress a backpacker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Got his hand bitten by
Did so well at impressing her too, by the way.
What else you got?
The red iPhone release. It's new iPhone and iPad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the last one is the happiest countries in the world list was released this week.
Mm. All right, let's hear what you've gone with this morning. Jack the Rapper with the weekly rap. Take a listen here at C. Here we go.
Alligator, belated, by love, he cannot see. Intoxication, he's smitten by the death of scene. Him on the news, a date, he can clearly state. It almost took an arm to get it, but he feels great. I would do it again, he told the news and a few cups of goon. Oh man, I just done it for Sophie. Could have been the end of his life, jumping in the river. Let's begin. AFL season ramping up this weekend. Round one beginning, who you got, my friend? Last year was the year of the underdogs. This year it is not clear with the backlog of good teams. The Apple seems that it has been busy as fancy red. Okay, now scream. A new release of red iPads and iPhones. No specifics on when you can take one home. Okay, now bring it back. They have released some stats. Happiest country in the world. Pat on the back. Norway, Denmark, Iceland, top three. Australia is on the list. Now let me see. Number 9 behind a baby brother. New Zealand, 8th, but I did not discover. America, Trump landed in the top 10. I guess you do have to make America great again.
Jack the Rapper with the weekly rap here at C. Better than unique, mate. Better than unique.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
My favourite line in that was when he's talking about the croc attack and he's like, done it for Sophie.
Was that her name, Jack?
Yeah, that was her name, and that's a quote from him.
Okay. I've done it for Sophie.
What about when the reporter asked him if he had any drinks? I've got to grab that. Have a listen.
How many drinks did you have by that point?
About 10 cups of goon.
Okay, that explains it, doesn't it? Jack with the weekly rap. We appreciate it, mate, as always.
Thank you.
Nice work, bro. Nice work.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Heading into the weekend, you know, we like to find out what goes on around the coast, don't we? So from time to time, we do this.
Bree and Gaunzi's Weekend Whip.
It's like the Metro whip around they used to do on the project, done by, you know, true coastie legends that listen to this show, who we love. So let's bang through a couple and see what's the go. Josh in Saratoga. Morning, mate.
Morning.
What's going on for the weekend, bro?
Going down to AFL Round 1 at the SCG tomorrow.
Well, who's playing? Swannies?
Yeah, Swans versus Port.
Yeah, Swans. That's a good one. I love the AFL's back.
It's always weird in round one, though, because you never know how everyone's gone in the off-season. You never know what's going to happen.
If anything, you have to do your research, though.
If the last few years are anything to go by, the Swans will kill it, I think. I saw the odds on that, Josh. Swans are a short favourite. Dollar something to the Port, like $6 or something. So
yeah,
I don't know what's been going on with Port in the off-season, but looks like the Swannies
have got it in the bag.
For that one. Let's go to Michelle in Gorrickon this morning. Morning, Michelle.
Hi.
What's going
How
on for the
you?
Weekend? The age-old question.
Oh, just going out with my granddaughter out for dinner and just have a good weekend.
Okay.
Whereabouts are you going for dinner, Michelle?
Don't know yet. Haven't made my mind up. Yeah, there's lots of nice places all over the coast.
And if people want to come to dinner, can they join?
Oh, of course.
Where at? I know Ray's just asked you, but we need specifics if people are going to get involved.
Oh, okay. To Wallara Bay.
Oh, Wallara Bay Recreational Club. Go down there, Michelle. Perfect.
Nice little spot there for the weekend, Michelle. That's nice. Kate's in Saratoga. Good morning, Kate.
Morning. How you going?
Oh, we're good, well. Kate. How good's a Friday, Kate?
Tonight we were hoping to go to Birds of Tokyo if we were lucky enough.
Yeah.
Saturday we're off down to Sydney. It's our daughter's birthday, so we're going down to Mr. Wong's down in Sydney for lunch.
Mr. Wong?
Nice.
That's
Mr.
fancy.
Mr. Wong, yeah.
That is
brilliant
fancy
food.
Stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Would you make it, if you get back, if you go to Mr. Wong's though, would you make it back in time for Birds of Tokyo tonight?
Is it on tonight? No, Mr. Wong's is tomorrow.
Oh, Mr. Wong's is tomorrow. So you want to kick it off
tomorrow,
with Birds of Tokyo and then go to Mr. Wong's. Okay.
Yep.
All
and
right.
Sunday, back down to Sydney for the home show.
For the home show in Sydney?
Yeah, because we're doing some renos up here.
Jeez, you are a busy lady. You are super busy.
A busy weekend.
Okay, we might be able to help you with those Birds of Tokyo tickets. Just give us one sec. Craig in Tezza.
Hey, how you going?
Morning, Craig.
Yeah, good, mate.
What's going on?
Not much. I just want to go up to Summers Bay Falls tomorrow and check out the awesome waterfalls right now, and then on Sunday go down to the Beery for the old Sunday Sesh.
Good old Sunday
Sesh at the Beery. The only day we're meant to get some sunshine, from what I've seen on
Summers
Sunday.
Summers Bay Falls would be absolutely amazing right now too, Craig. Yeah.
I think we've missed the point of this segment. I think it was meant to be events that people could go to, not just tell us if you're having dinner at Mr. Wong's.
I can give you some events that people could go to.
What's
over the
going
weekend
on over
want?
The weekend on the coast, Rage?
The Roller Derby Championships are back at Narara.
Yes.
That's on Saturday.
That sort of stuff.
You've also got a few different markets around on the coast as well. The Raw Challenge is on at Doylestown. Yep. The Mariners, of course, taking on Adelaide United tomorrow
on
night.
Saturday, we'll be there. Stadium. We'll be there for that. Only two home games left, so get down there and catch the last couple.
Last home game is April 9th.
Mathematically, you can still make the finals with a couple of big... Don't be like that. If there's still a chance.
We can.
Let's send Kate off to Birds of Tokyo tonight, though, Kate. You want to go to Birds of Tokyo?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, enjoy that tonight. You're off to see Birds of Tokyo tonight. Entrance Lee's Club. Tickets on sale now. Birds of Tokyo, if anyone wants to get along. But you got a massive weekend.
Thanks so much. Yeah, no, brilliant.
Don't take the Wong turn when you're heading to Sydney, though, right?
No.
No, I'm just saying.
Kate, don't laugh.
No, I'm not.
Don't laugh.
What? Thanks so much, guys.
No
Are you
worries.
A dad?
I've got a... Yeah.
Are
no,
you a dad?
To a dog.
That's a dad joke.
I've got a mate called Tim Wong C. He makes the same. He says the same thing. Hey, Birds of Tokyo on tonight. Make sure you check that out. Plenty of great stuff over the weekend to get to on the Central Coast, as always. And big thanks to everyone that's listened to our show this week. Just give me the green light and say we're done, Rach, and we're done.
We're done.
We're done?
We're done.
Done for a Friday. No better time of the week. R&B Fridays rolls on here at C. We're back tomorrow with our show. Shannon Noel on the show for a Saturday morning.
Got a little bit of an announcement too at 9 a.m.
Oh, you
do? Well, it's past 9 a.m, but as soon as my actual shift starts.
Better get to the news and that big announcement. What's it to do with?
Not telling.
Okay. Secret?
Yeah.
It's big?
With R&B Fridays, it's got to do with.
Okay. It's an MTV.
It's big.
An MTV?
Next.
So MTV are getting involved in R&B Friday.
Don't steal my thunder. Next.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.